Justin Longmuir, you've only won once out of your previous 8 meetings against Hawthorn. How will we know at the end of this match that the West Coast Eagles have performed well?
Oh, I think we really need to put in a solid four-quarter performance. Even last week was a little bit patchy, even though we got over the top of GWS late. Probably been our issue this year is putting four quarters together, and Hawthorn is such a strong side all over the park that we'll need to, you know, be in it for 100% of the game.
A 46-point loss in last year's grand final and again earlier this year. What are the lessons that you guys can take out of those two games and hopefully implement here today?
Oh, we just need to play our way. Round two at the MCG, we were a little bit timid with the footy. We didn't use our numbers around the footy and didn't look to get on the front foot and take Hawthorn on. You know, teams that have really taken up to Hawthorn this year have been strong in the contest and really used the ball in an aggressive manner. So we need to do that tonight.
One thing they do exceptionally well is obviously their leaders get involved in the game. Luke Hodges, a superstar of the game. Sam Mitchell, a premiership captain back in 2008. Jordan Lewis, Burgoyne. I mean, they're right across the ground. How do you match it with their leaders, or do you talk about being ready for when their leaders, put their imprint on the game?
Oh, not really. We take them as a 22, the 22 that they put out there. You know, even a lot of their young kids have stood up this year and filled the gap of a few, a few injuries and a few retirees. So, Gibson really hurt us. He stood up round two. We need to make a few of these guys accountable, make them defend, and use the ball a little bit better than what we have done the last two times against Hawks.
The late news for them is that Sicily comes in and Langford goes out. What does that mean for you guys?
Oh, it's probably playing. That means they're playing an extra forward, which is something we probably didn't predict. Maybe Hodge instead of playing back and Burgoyne instead of playing back, play on ball a little bit more. So, we just have to shuffle the cards as they come and be ready for anything.
One thing they do better than just about everyone else, and they do a lot of things better than just about everyone else, but they get a spread of goal kickers. They had 10 individual goal kickers last week. How do you guard against that?
Stop supply, I think, is the best thing. Last year on this ground, we really were able to limit their supply in that first three quarters of the game and play the game in our front half. So stoppage is going to be really important to stop the ball getting in deep into their forward line. They do target deep entries more than any team in the competition, and one of their strengths is being able to defend behind it. So we need to be strong around the contest, get the game played in our front half, and really put their backs under pressure rather than our backs being under pressure.
Cyril Rioli's been a little bit of a thorn in the side of the West Coast Eagles. I know you'll play your team defence, but who ultimately will be responsible for Cyril throughout the night?
Yeah, he's been the thorn in the side of a lot of defences this year. He's been in fantastic form. So we've got Sam Butler, Jackson Nelson comes into the side. We've actually chosen a smaller back line today with Tommy Brass going out and replacing him with Jackson Nelson. So we feel that they do a lot of their damage inside forward 50 at ground level. So we'll have to be really tight on that and win our fair share of ground balls in our back 50.
How much confidence do you take out of last year's prelim final win here at Domain Stadium over Hawthorn?
Yeah, well, this is our home turf. Lots been said about our form against Hawthorn, and a lot of that form has been at the MCG. In that first final last year, we really got on top and won the contest. But also round 19 here, we took it right up to them as well. So we feel that we can really match them in our home deck, and that we're going to have to come out and be the hunter tonight and get off to a good start and really put the pressure on them.
That was a qualifying final win over Hawthorn here at Domain last year. I know I've asked you a lot of questions about how to stop the best team of the last 3 years. Justin, really appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks.